Hello, y'all! This Snacks for the Brain is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to update you all on a professional development experience I had on Thursday, March the 2nd,
2006.
We had parent-teacher conferences at my school at University School of Nashville, so I was more or less off for the day. I managed to get signed up for the Apple Podcasting and Education Workshop. I hope you'll bear with me and enjoy hearing some audio from that experience. Okay, the workshop itself was quite good, and a side benefit was that I got to work with some colleagues from schools all over Tennessee with whom I'd worked in other conferences and in other settings. There were two sessions, and each session was broken into two groups, K-12 and higher ed. That worked out quite well for me, since I did the higher education session in the morning and the K-12 in the afternoon. While in one sense a day-long commercial for Apple products, there were really some interesting points made, including an impressive timeline reflecting the Google results for podcasting from its inception only around a year ago, when the Google results were in the hundreds, to what they are today, or at least yesterday when I Googled it. I received, from Googling podcasting, 89,700,000 hits on the term. This phenomenon is growing, and there are all kinds of really interesting ways to use it. I'm going to share a few of those from the workshop. I'm also going to share a few really quickly that were not shared in the workshop that I think are very important, and perhaps the folks at Apple might be able to pick up on that and add some of these resources to their workshop. Groovy? Groovy. So here it is, episode number 28 of Snacks for the Brain. Here's Dr. James Kelly in his keynote opening address for the workshop.
Explosion in podcasting. Call your attention to some timelines, because just in the last 6 months, the workshop we're doing today, the seminar with you, we could not have done 6 months ago. We couldn't have done it as easily and with the tools that we're doing today that don't cost you anything else, because your iBook and your PowerBook, your MacBook ship with iBook. So you could be able to do with GarageBand the kinds of things we're going to talk about. But get this, and Mark usually asks someone to Google podcasting and see how many hits you get. What kind of growth is that? That's over a year ago. I can only imagine where it is now in terms of podcasts that are available when you do a Google podcast. Interesting, isn't it? The explosion. So today, you'll be able to directly post something to show people back home what you were doing, that they can get to your home. Just email them to let them know they're going to check your podcast, right? But do you know how sophisticated that iTunes has become in helping us do this, our ability to make it targeted learning? Because there are chapters. The ability to take your podcast so one does not have to listen to the entire podcast. Go in and find parts about what you're interested in, the ability to do that. Just one feature that's really cool, but until you start using these tools, you don't really realize it. There are going to be a couple of websites today that we're going to take you to and call your attention to as we move through the day. One good site in terms of students, elementary or middle school students. This is in Atlanta, Georgia, Mayberry Middle School. They have lots of things going, daily broadcasts, but you have things like this up. They have an iMovie Festival. It looks like the PE class took the gold at their recent Academy Award. But it's just great stuff that you can go to and see.
Here's a clip from one of those at mabryonline.org/podcasts.
Hello, this is Dr. Tyson, and welcome to Mabry Middle School's Podcast Central. A number of our 7th grade students just returned from competing in the science fair. I'm proud to report that they represented Mabry Middle School very well. This podcast features some of the winning students describing their research.
Hi, my name is Jeffrey, and I won second place for the physics section of the science fair. My question was, do environmental conditions like hot, cold, or wet affect the bounce height of a baseball? I did research on baseball in general, and then I came up with my experiment. For my procedure, I took...
Here's another workshop facilitator describing some of the tools in iTunes and how to get around to find the podcast you might be interested in listening to.
On the left-hand side, if you'll scroll down just a tab or look down just a little bit, you've got a link for podcasts, if you'll hit that. And now if you'll scroll down from this page, you've got a bunch of categories kind of in the middle. And you'll see there's an education tab. We're going to dig into this for just a moment. You'll notice that education is stratified for K-12 and high ed. Go ahead and click high ed. And what you're going to see out of that is a bunch of podcasts that are available. Look through. What I'd like to give you time to do is spend about 10 minutes here. I'd like you to go out and find a couple of podcasts that will be of interest to you. Now, if you want, you've got a search button up at the top. This is using the Spotlight technology built into OS X. You can search for a particular thing. This is actually going to go out and search the entire music store, not just what you're going to get inside of education. But find one or two, and I'll give you a couple of hints here. If you click these gray arrows by the name of it, you're going to jump right to it. If you go out to the right side and hit subscribe, you're actually going to make this computer regularly find out what's available on that particular podcast. And what I'm going to challenge you to do in about 10 minutes, we're going to come back together and just talk about a couple of pieces that you have found.
Let me just talk quickly about a couple of pieces that they found for us. One of them is the University of Nebraska's admissions site, which those guys are using podcasting for tutorials for entering students. I'm going to play you a little bit of one of those. They allow trainers and educators and instructors to do the introductory work once and hold students responsible for watching and or listening. These happen to be video podcasts. Here's the audio from one on the Student Union Building.
Now on Real Nebraska at the East Campus Union, we're continuing our voyage along the Husker Seas and asking students the question, what are you doing at the Union today? Let's go check it out. What are you doing in the East Campus Union today?
Today we're selling honey. This is our annual fundraiser for Insect Science Club. I'm actually just hanging out till 1 o'clock when I have class. So we make and bottle all the products you see here.
Okay, so you make the honey?
Well, the bees make the honey.
Thank you very much. I was a little offended at first on behalf of the bees.
I sit in here until class starts, watch a little TV, hang out with some friends.
So the bees make the honey and then you steal it from them?
Pretty much, yes. That's what happens. We steal it from them and...
And then you sell it for profit?
Yep.
That's fantastic. God bless America.
Another resource they shared with us at the workshop was iTunes U, a system to use the functionality of iTunes to post and promote access to class lectures. This is a pilot program at Stanford University that allows students to go to class, hear the lecture in person, and then to review it at will and as often as they wish. Some teachers are also podcasting their lectures as what they're terming pre-lecture. They assign listening to the lecture as a task to be done before the class, and so when students get to the class, they can discuss the content of the lecture and thereby gain some valuable discussion time. Let's take a quick look at Radio Willoweb. It's a podcast for kids and by kids from the students at Willowdale Elementary School in Omaha, Nebraska.
Being a good writer takes lots and lots of practice. Fifth graders in Miss Samborn's class are here to help. I'm Hannah, your host for this Willowcast about writing. My classmates and I have produced skits for each one of the traits about writing. You won't want to miss some of the informative, fun, and crazy things we've come up with. Stay tuned! The six writing traits are ideas and content, organization, word choice, voice, effective sentences, and conventions. These traits help us think about and analyze our writing. First, let's start with the writing trait that is all about having clear, focused, and interesting information in our writing.
You know, I could share a little bit more with you, but I think I'm going to let you go for today. We'll be back to interviews with scientists next week. As always, check the show notes site at snacksforthebrain.blogspot.com. Not only for show notes, but also for links to resources I may not have taken time to mention in the podcast. Dig it, have fun, have a wonderful week. See ya!
Music for today's podcast is provided by the PodSafe Music Network. Check them out at music.podshow.com.